talking about it. In other words, a child's relationship with a train, he may see a train maybe once or twice in his lifetime, let's say, but if the train ran over his toe and chopped it off, he would have a different relationship with the train than many children would have with trains. In other words, when something traumatic happens, the impact of it causes a vibrational response that then makes it continue to come and come and come and come and come. So we want to say to you, we don't want to use the word responsibility, but we're going to reflect it back to you since you used it relative to your own experience. We want to say to you, you, in the context in which you offered this, you are not responsible for what was not just asked of you, but demanded of you in that context. In other words, that's what you signed on for, and so we will give you that completely. You're not responsible for that, but you are responsible for the way you feel about that now, and you are responsible for your thoughts turning to it now. In other words, you are responsible for the amount of time that you keep it active in your vibration right now. Meaning, there are many things that you could think about other than that, but that comes up often. So the question that we want to discuss here is, why does it come up? Well, it's obvious because it was big, because it was because through life experience, you were in a situation where others demanded from you behavior that didn't match the vibration from your broader perspective. In other words, you were outside the vortex. Now, we're going to take this further, and it might be a little bumpy and uncomfortable as we move along here, but it will come to a conclusion that will be very satisfying and beneficial for you. We talked about this briefly already, although on not nearly as poignant a subject. When we say, when you set out to please others, so you join their club and you keep their rules, and it matters to you, their opinion of you, their approval of you becomes the most dominant thing, then what happens is you replace your guidance system with them. But the tricky thing is, no one else can really replace that. And so through all of that, even though the rules and the laws and your peers and the movement and everything about that time and that place made it seem impossible for you to do other than keep those rules, still in all of that, you were defying who you really are, you see. So when you say, I'm not responsible, how many people, and it happens with almost everybody all day, every day, as people go to work and be on time because they're supposed to, even though from their broader perspective, something else might be more in keeping with who they are and what would be beneficial to them. People do all kinds of things all day, every day, some less dramatic and some more dramatic than what you're talking about. But the subject that we're talking about is letting society or anyone dictate to me what my behavior should be in a given moment in time. And in order to let society or anyone dictate that to me, then I have to let go of this. And we just want to say to you, your discomfort, and we so want you to hear this, your discomfort is not because you took lives, because it's all co-creation and there is no death. Everything is a mutual co-creation, every bit of it, no matter what. And we know, they say, what about the babies? What about the women and children? Every bit of everything is co-creation, and everybody creates their own reality. So let that go if you can. But you're not suffering because you were mandated to take the lives of other people. You're suffering because you followed guidance other than the guidance that was coming forth from within. It's like sometimes somebody will say, my husband died, or my lover died, we hear your beeper, or my child died, or someone important to me died, and I'm suffering terribly as a result of it. And it's hard for them